Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofstpaul.org.au.
Night prayer for Friday, the 18th of July.
At the end of this day, let us take some quiet time to reflect and to recall our day. You might recall an act of kindness, of love or justice that you saw during this day. How did this express to you the heart of Christian mission? What opportunities did you have in the day to make a difference to the life of another? How did you respond? Now, bring to mind one moment of affirmation or hope that you have experienced over these days. What is the invitation that Jesus is making to you through this moment? Now bring to mind one moment of disquiet, tension, or distress. How did you respond? What did it ask of you?
All peoples will come and adore you, Lord.
Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All peoples will come and adore you, Lord.
The scripture reading is from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will. But men and women, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God.
Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace.
At last, all-powerful Master, you give leave to your servant to go in peace according to your promise. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations, the light to enlighten the Gentiles, and give glory to Israel, your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The Lord grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.